Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boedeker fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Boedeker. Boston moves to second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Knight moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards left. Redus catches it, throws to Guillen, who relays to second to get Knight, who can't get back to the bag on time. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. There goes Fisk. The throw from Kennedy to Ripken, and Fisk is out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer bunts towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dillon fields it and tags Wiggins, for the out. Dwyer scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Redus reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baines reaches second base with a double. Redus scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Baines scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Boedeker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Boston steals second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with De Leon covering, for the out. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Arnold now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon, who is chasing the ball. Wiggins reaches third base with a triple. Sheets goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jim Wynn now pitching. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wiggins scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Ray Searidge now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Murray moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Calderon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Calderon scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Ken Dixon now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's Orioles, 5, White Sox, 5. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing left field. Nelson Simmons now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-5. White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.